all just turn to the outline and read the title together. Amen. The table of the bread of the presence. Amen. One more time.
The table of the bread of the presence.
Amen. And maybe we turn to day one and read those two verses. Amen.
Your words were found in my nature, and your word became to me the delight and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts.
Amen.
As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds me, he also shall live because of me.
Because of me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's all read together point one in the outline.
We all need the word to feed on Christ.
Amen.
We take him in.
Amen.
And enjoy him as our spiritual food.
Amen. Amen. On one hand, this seems very basic, right? But on the other hand, this is everything.
Amen.
We need to learn to feast on Christ.
Amen.
Take him in.
Amen.
Assimilate him and become him in life and nature.
Amen.
Amen. And I realize this never gets old.
Amen.
We never can graduate from this.
Amen.
We must always eat and feast on him.
Amen.
And if we have brothers read point one and sisters, so that's A1 and then sisters A3, please.
Eating is the way to experience God's dispensing for his expression.
One more time.
Eating is the way to experience God's dispensing for his expression.
Amen.
As we eat, digest, and assimilate Christ, we are constituted with him.
Amen.
Being made the same as he is in life, nature, and expression for the building up
digest him and
Amen.
Assimilate him.
Amen.
That means we need to spend time with him.
Amen.
Amen. And then the brother who gave this message had a few points that I just really enjoyed. And it says, we can never graduate from eating Christ.
Amen.
Oh, our eating needs to be recovered.
Amen.
Oh, we need to eat deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, eating is everything.
Amen.
And he said, no eating equals no testimony. So we know we need to eat.
Amen. Amen.
And then here it says, we cannot go a day without eating Christ.
Amen.
Don't we realize that? Every day we need to eat Christ.
Amen.
And not only that, we can't just have a fast food time, right? Real quick in the morning, that doesn't sustain us through the day. We realize we need to spend time with him.
Amen.
In front of his face.
Amen.
Enjoying him.
Amen.
Feasting on him.
Amen.
Allowing him to saturate our being.
Amen.
Amen. And then how about all together, let's read point two.
The table of the bread of the presence signifies Christ as the food, the nourishing feast for the believers as God's priest.
Amen. I also enjoyed the bread of the presence, right? Just eat it in the holy place, in the presence of God.
Amen.
And it's for the serving priest.
Amen.
And it's for their weakness of pie to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And I enjoyed this too. It says that all the believers are positionally priests, right? We're all priests. But practically, are we serving priests?
Hmm.
And I realized we need to enter in to the priestly service.
Amen.
Enjoy him and enter in.
Amen.
Amen. And then hop it all together on point three.
In the secret of God's revelation, the table of the bread of the presence comes after the ark, implying that the table is connected to the ark.
Amen. And then, hey, brothers.
In spiritual experience, when we meet with God upon Christ as a propitiatory cover, enjoying the fellowship with God and hearing words from his mouth, the ark becomes a table where we enjoy a nourishing feast.
Amen. Oh, the ark becomes a table.
Amen.
Where we can enjoy the feast.
Amen.
And sisters, how about C?
The ark issues in the table.
Amen.
And the table brings us back to the ark. This means that Christ as the embodiment of God issues in our enjoyment of Him.
Amen.
And that our enjoyment of Him always brings us back to Him as God's testimony.
Amen. And let's read the verse that's on day 4.
Then he put the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle, outside the veil. In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen. I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
That brings us to point 5. Or, I'm sorry, 4. Brothers, can we read point 4?
The table of the bread of the presence was set up in the holy place within the tabernacle, signifying within or among God's people as his building habitation.
Amen. And A, sisters.
In the Bible, the table signifies not an individual feasting, but a corporate feasting.
Amen. I enjoyed this very much, right? This is not just our individual feasting, but this is a corporate feasting.
Amen.
Just like this morning, we feasted on Christ.
Amen.
How enjoyable to have a corporate feasting.
Amen.
Amen. And then see, brothers.
Those believers who have been built together in an actual and practical way are God's present tabernacle as his dwelling place.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to feast. And we need to be built together.
Amen.
Let be his dwelling place.
Amen.
A mutual dwelling place for he and us.
Amen.
Where we can enjoy him.
Amen.
Amen. And then all together, point 5.
The table of the bread of the presence was made of acacia wood overlaid with gold.
Amen. And then sisters, point B 2.
If we enjoy Christ, amen, we will express God. This means that as we enjoy the Lord Jesus as the supply with which to serve God, the outcome will be gold.
Amen.
Christ's divinity as the expression of God.
Amen. Oh, we enjoy Christ, we express Him.
Amen.
Whatever we do, we express. We want to be those feasting on Him and expressing Him.
Amen.
Oh, but not only to express Him, but to serve Him.
Amen.
Amen. And then how about all together, point 6.
The bread on the table in the holy place is called the bread of the presence.
Amen. And A2 says, manna typifies Christ, the life supply of God's people for their living. The bread of the table typifies Christ as a life supply for God's priests, enabling them not only to live, but also to serve God.
Amen.
And what I enjoyed this is that this is not the open manna, right? This is in the holy place. We have to be in front of Him, enjoying Him, with Him,
amen,
and looking into His face.
Amen.
And in doing this, we're able to serve. Amen.
Amen.
How about let's take and read a verse on day 5. We read Exodus.
And you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me always.
Amen. Then if we can go back to the outline, point 6b, all together.
The Hebrew word translated presence in Exodus 25:30 actually means face.
Brothers, one.
The bread of the presence, the face bread, means that God's presence, God's face, is the life supply for the serving priest.
Amen.
together point to.
And the one whose face shines upon us, Christ the Son, is the visible presence of the invisible God.
Amen. And we never want to lose God's presence.
Amen.
Right? And the brother was saying that God's presence implies God's pleasure, God's face. And we realize that we want to be in front of Him, enjoying His pleasure, and enjoying His face.
Amen.
And I realize, Lord, we just want to be sit and just, oh, soak You in, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we want to be in Your presence and be in Your pleasure.
Amen.
Amen. And there's many, many more points that I didn't cover. So if we can just take now, and someone can go ahead and share.
Amen.
And realize we are a very small group, so if you have just one sentence, stand up and share what you have.
Amen.
We enjoy God.
Amen.
We praise God.
Amen. If we enjoy God,
we express God.
We like to enjoy You more.
Amen.
Rest You more.
Amen.
Well, I really enjoyed day four. And the verse from Exodus 40:22, it says, "Then He put the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the veil." And what I enjoyed is the details of the location of the table. You know, realtors always say location, location, location.
Right.
It'll value or devalue your house. So if you take this verse, look at the location.
Yeah.
The table was put in the tent of meeting.
Amen.
In a building tabernacle.
Amen.
Oh, outside the veil.
Amen.
Oh, this is something so valuable. And I just enjoyed what our brother said, that the table signifies, like our brother shared, it's something corporate. It's not something for individuals. And the fact that it's in a building tabernacle, a location, it meant that we have to be building together. The ones that are in the tabernacle, we really enjoy this table of the feast of the bread of His presence.
Amen.
And our brother was sharing, you know, as we enjoy the Lord, we see God's eternal purpose. We see the tabernacle. We realize God has a house He wants to build. We realize when we come to the table, it's not just some religious place or something religious. But He said, when we come to the table, this requires that we be built in with others.
Amen.
He said, we are no longer free to go where we want, to lead where we want. He goes, because we're built in.
Amen.
And He said, independent Christians can never understand the enjoyment of feasting at the table of His presence.
Amen.
He said we can no longer be individual islands because this table is meant for something corporate.
Amen.
Meant the location is in the tabernacle for the building of saints. And He said, by yourself, we're not the table for a feast. He said, I'm just took some notes so I could, because I enjoyed it so much. He said, we're not an individual island, so He says, if you're a wandering Christian, then that means you're a wandering Christian. And I know a very dear sister for many years, for 25 years, she has switched 5 different denominational churches in 5 years. Because there was a fence here, and a fence there, and a fence there. But you know what? If we're really built in, you know, we won't wander, right? We won't wander. So one thing He shared was, when we are built in, we have a sense that we need the saints.
Amen.
And that the church needs us.
Amen.
And I really realized, this brother, he said it very simple. He said, to be built in to me means that I need the brothers.
Amen.
We just need one another in the building.
Amen.
And this brother, before he gave this message, even said, you know, you get nervous before you give a message, but some other brother texted him or emailed him and said, "Brother, I stand with you. Grace be upon you."
Amen.
And he just said this was such an encouragement to him.
Amen.
A member, part of the building.
Amen.
So, oh Lord Jesus,
amen,
we need to be built up in an actual and practical way,
yes,
in order to really enjoy, amen, this bread of the presence.
Amen.
I enjoyed these two verses that we I prayed with some brothers. I'll just read them again. And day one, Jeremiah 15:16.
Mm-hmm.
Your words were found, and I ate them.
Amen.
And your words became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
Amen.
For I am called by your name,
mm-hmm,
Jehovah, God of hosts.
Amen.
How about you
read it again, and every pause we'll give a good amen.
Amen. Your words were found, and I ate them.
Amen.
Your words became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
Amen.
For I am called by your name.
Amen.
O Jehovah.
Amen.
God of hosts.
Amen.
On in the second verse, hopefully it says, as the living Father has sent me.
Amen.
And I live because of the Father.
Amen.
So he who eats me.
Amen.
Also shall live because of me.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed this. Like, I like this beginning portion. Really, I like this bread of presence because it's about eating, and eating is always such a good thing to hear about.
Yeah.
It's so easy, so enjoyable. I don't know, when I eat, I really enjoy my food. Sometimes I eat too fast, but anyway. But still, it's like, I don't know, I just really enjoy this. Anyway, let me get into this. It says, we must experience Christ as the inner life, the life supply, by feeding on Him.
Amen.
So we really definitely need to feed upon Christ daily. I enjoyed it too that he said that. I like this portion because actually someone also gave me this. This is what they enjoy, so they told me, and the brother says it again here. It says, when we minister Christ to others, we also feed ourselves.
Amen.
With Him.
While
we are feeding others, we are fed.
Amen.
So that's kind of like a trip for me, because sometimes when you're speaking to the brothers, or you know, you're just telling the brothers, "Oh, bro, I just enjoy this one thing," you just feel more enjoyment because you're eating it too.
Amen.
It sounds weird because like you're feeding them, and then at the same time you're eating. So it sounds like you're the waiter giving them, and you're taking the food too. Anyway, but that's an experience I always enjoy to hear. I love to hear that because it's true.
Yeah.
If we do not speak, if we're just quiet in our meetings, if we don't get up, that means we'll feel kind of like, you know, that's not that great. But if you get up, I guarantee you will be fed.
Yeah.
You won't even know. You just enjoy it.
Amen.
You're just like, man, I enjoy just saying whatever I enjoy.
Yeah.
And also, I like this other portion of the Lord put us here. It says, we may not be able to remember all the aspects of God's person or all the items of His attributes, but as long as we are under His dispensing, these ingredients are infused into us.
Amen.
This portion always reminds me of my mother. And my mom, she says, she always speaks the word to people. Sometimes she doesn't remember what she says or remember like how to say it, but it just comes out,
mm-hmm,
you know, because she's being infused by God.
Amen.
And I've had that experience a few times too. Sometimes when you're speaking to others, you're like, after you finish talking, you're like, what did I just say? But I just know I just said something that was infused into my being.
Yeah.
To praise the Lord, things we need to be eating and infusing.
Amen.
And one last thing, I know I'm taking a bit too much time, is that the one thing I like is what the saints have said already earlier, that this isn't a individual feast. This is a corporate feast.
Amen.
That's what I like in the beginning, how it shows, like, as we eat and we feed others, we also get fed, because we have to realize this is a corporate matter.
Amen.
We need to feed one another, enjoy Christ with one another.
Amen.
That's why recently I've been enjoying with a brother, like, he's been encouraging me, we should read through some life studies or something, and then just tell each other what we enjoy. And I've been striving to do so. I've been trying to get into the life study, and be like, oh, let me text or something. But sometimes I enjoy too much, and texting it's just a waste, because like I feel like I fill the whole text box and I lose something or something. So I feel like I need to call him instead and just speak these things.
Amen.
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 Amen. I just enjoy saying, about we need to eat Christ.
Amen.
Simply eat Christ. Simply eat Him. Because although we have heard so many things about all these spiritual things, attributes, His person, His work, we cannot remember everything. But there's one way how to remember or to contain Him, or you know, to be infused or with these things, is by eating Him.
Amen.
Therefore, it's so simple, by eating Him, so that He will infuse Himself into us, and spontaneously we will just live out His life, His nature, you know, all these things. If we can eat Him, it's hard for us to contain Him.
Yeah.
You know, we also made all vessels. But
yeah,
how do we contain Him? By eating Him.
Amen.
We should fill this container, this vessel, with Himself.
Amen.
And God, so easy is the way.
Yeah.
And because in the Lord's recovery, his recovery is easy. Because he wants to build himself into us. He wants to put himself into us, to extend himself into us, so that we can become his expression.
Amen.
So eating is the way.
Amen.
You know, he says that his economy is not a matter of outwardly. It is a matter of Christ coming into us inwardly.
Amen.
So for this, we need to take Christ by eating him.
Amen.
God not only desires that man be his vessel to contain him, but also wants man to eat, digest, and assimilate
him. Amen.
I enjoyed a footnote from verse Romans 9:21 that says, God chose us that we might be vessels of honor to contain him.
Amen.
God created man as a vessel to contain him, and out of the many vessels he chose us
Amen.
To contain him, the God of honor, that we might be vessels of honor.
Amen.
Finally, he makes known his glory upon us, the vessels, that we might become vessels of his glory.
Amen.
All this is out of his mercy, and according to his mercy, it cannot be obtained by our effort.
Amen.
For this reason, we must worship him, and we must worship him for his mercy.
Amen.
Yes, eating is the way.
Amen.
And it takes a long time for us to develop, you know, growth like this, like how I am as an expression of myself in the heaviness and the weight that I have. But this also spiritually is the same, how we need to continually eat him. And I confess that, you know, I have so many shortcomings, but going to him and eating him and meeting him face to face does take a longer time.
Amen.
It's not like quick, you know, you only have 5 minutes. The Lord has been so merciful to us because he's been able to extend my time in the morning. And
Amen.
Then throughout the day,
Amen.
I can say, you know, I can call in his name. I won't forget. But just by doing these simple things, and they're not rote, you know, but they are somewhere automatically inside me. I want to call on him.
Amen.
I want to be able to express him by using his name to give me strength,
Amen.
To be my joy,
Amen.
My enjoyment.
Amen.
But also, what I read this week too was to be built up.
Yeah.
And it's not just the eating, the enjoyment, you know, taking the blood, but it's also how I realized this morning that being built up corporately is the way to eat. And by sharing with one another and, you know, sharing our despairs, sharing our happiness, sharing, just being with one another is being built up.
Amen.
And the Lord has been so merciful and gracious to us because we are here.
Amen.
And we are enjoying him. And we are being built up corporately.
Amen.
So the enjoyment is not an individual enjoyment.
Yeah.
Although we get it. We can do it individually sometimes.
Mm.
But more than not, by meeting together,
Amen.
Is the real enjoyment.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's what I found.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to listen to what our brothers and sisters about the Lord is our faith for. It's about that we can enjoy the Lord individually, but it is different when we enjoy the Lord in a corporate way. I see it like a parent with many children. The parent will enjoy the visit of one child, but the more the bigger smile the parent will have if all the children come together and visit and enjoy what the parent has for them. And it's we can picture of it as, I mean, the table is connected to corporate space. It's like when we eat the Lord, it's like we don't need a table. We can, it's like just eating by the, we are by ourselves and we are hungry. We can eat by ourselves. We don't need a table. But when there are several of us, then there's a table. I imagine the Lord setting a table when there are many of his children that come, and that's the time that he set the table. And then he put all the rich food abundantly. He put everything of that he has there, that the greatest that he has, and the children feast upon the meal. I see it also as when we come together as a body of Christ, it shows us that we are a big body.
Amen.
We are not small like a big body, and that we're alive when we enlarge. It's only when the thing is alive that it enlarges. We become with many. And coming together is a declaration of our faith. It declares that our God is rich and strong. It demonstrates strength and power. And our God is strong in power, very strong, very powerful. Amen. And we come together, we see that. It demonstrates for us, it's like it's telling us, it's a testimony that our God is great, is powerful, beautiful. This is amazing that the meaning of coming together.
Amen.
How important it is.
Amen.
Church life, we feast corporately. To be sure, we can have some enjoyment in Christ from their own. But this enjoyment cannot compare with feasting with Christ corporately.
Amen.
We have been in the church life for a period of time and can testify that the enjoyment of Christ as a table for our nourishment cannot be found anywhere else.
Amen.
Apart from the church, we cannot enjoy Christ in this way.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was able to come this morning because I didn't feel that good physically. But, even though I didn't feel good physically, a little bit at least, not so physically good, I still ate. If I don't eat, I won't be even better. So this morning, I just ate the regular meal, whatever, to nourish me and strengthen me and help me get better. But what I enjoyed on day six, number 621, is that Jehovah make us shine upon you.
Amen.
Praises to you.
Amen.
And I really like the example Brother Lee gave about a mother preparing a meal for her son. And she was saying, the mother, she's working so hard trying to prepare a good meal, maybe tasty. And then when the son eats it, she's like smiling, if he's enjoying that meal, she's happy. And then her enjoyment is like, well, he says, therefore the food is the food of the mother's presence, his mother's faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that, just that example he gave, how the mother would become, she would be looking at the son, and her presence would be there, and she's so happy, and she's just maybe smiling at her son. And I realize that's the way it is with us and the Lord.
Amen.
If we're eating and drinking the Lord, then there's the Lord's presence.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's something, and he's happy.
Yeah.
And just like the verse says, that Jehovah make his face shine upon you.
Amen.
So I just enjoy that as we enjoy the Lord's presence comes in because of our enjoyment of him.
Amen.
And I also enjoy what other saints shared, that we get more enjoyment when we're the saints.
Yeah.
Every time I come to a lunch, when I eat my own meals sometimes at my house, especially for lunch, I eat something so, really, it's like bread and water. What I eat for my lunch? I try to be healthy. I get two pieces of whole grain bread and some fruit and some juice and chocolate, dark chocolate, and that's it. That's all I eat, really, for my lunch. But when I come to a love feast, I look at the table, and there's all sorts of different foods. And I'm going, wow, what a feast, compared to my lunch. But not only we get the Lord's presence, but we get more of the Lord's presence when we come together.
Amen.
This might sound kind of strange, but I had a dream one time. It was really strange. I had a dream. Okay. There's a long table, lots of food on the table, and on one side the people were normal, just not too overweight or anything, but on the other side people were just so full, and the thing is, everybody was given a long spoon, and the people on this one side were trying to feed themselves, and they couldn't because the spoon was so long. That actually, in my dream, that was hell. Okay, but no, really, truly, the food is Christ. We know that, and we do need to feed ourselves. But on the other side, they were feeding the other ones, and because they were feeding the other ones,
they were just, you know, so happy. But anyway, it's kind of a crazy dream. But it really happens, because when we come to a meeting, you know, we do enjoy the Lord individually.
Yeah.
But the real feast and the real taking of the food and digesting of really even everything that we've enjoyed during the week, you get in the meetings when you're feeding one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus
Christ.
Amen. And you bring together.
Amen.
And you can
have
building of the church.
Amen.
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 We have FaceTime. You have Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You actually have face bread.
Yeah.
Show the bread.
Amen.
Bread of the presence.
Amen.
The difference is manna, you can go pick it up off the ground, you can eat it, and you're not before the Lord.
Right.
Because that's the Lord's supply to his people.
Yeah.
Right. That's why studying the word is good. Studying it, but taking the word before God and spending time in his word with him, then you get the Lord himself.
Amen.
You get the presence of the Lord himself.
Amen.
And that's what supplies you
to
be a serving.
Yeah.
That's what supplies you to do service in the church.
Amen.
You know, I mean, just, this is not to shame anyone or anything. You know, the service in the church is sometimes lacking. It's because we don't spend enough time.
Right?
Something as simple as the chairs don't get set up, or there's nobody to pass the bread, or, you know, just simple things that happen within the church, right? It's because we don't spend enough time before the Lord. Right? Our lack of love for the brothers and the saints is because we don't spend enough time with the one who loves the saints.
Yeah.
Right? And anyway, I just was very much impressed that this is the bread of the presence.
Amen.
Of those that it's the right of those who spend time before the Lord.
Amen.
I wasn't sure. There was one phrase in the that talked about this was something about kind of implied holiness of the offerings made by fire. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, the bread of the presence has nothing to do with, because it seems like the showbread was put out every Sabbath fresh. And then it sounded like if it wasn't all eaten, it was put away, and a new bread was put out. So I don't know, I don't understand it, but I do know that it spends time before the Lord.
Amen.
And it's edible to, it's eatable, not just edible. It's the right of those who are before the Lord.
Amen.
Right? But there's something to do with this thing about offering made by fire. Again, I don't know if I understand it. Maybe someone else does. But if it sounds like the bread was an offering to Jehovah, but some of it was also set aside for the serving ones, for those that were priests before God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to realize it's maybe not in manna, but it's bread for a special purpose.
Yeah.
It's not the common bread.
Yeah.
It's bread for those that care for God's building.
Amen.
Don't you want to be one like that?
Amen.
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 And they shall.
Okay.
And they shall make an odd provocation with 2.5 cubits.
Amen.
1.5 cubits.
Amen.
1.5 cubits. And you shall make a table of acacia wood.
Amen.
2 cubits width. 1.5 cubits high.
Amen.
Amen. So, day two says here that the table
And it means that the standard of the table should match the ark of the testimony.
Amen. Amen.
And we also see that the you know, the similarities between the ark and the table are so great that the table comes out of the experience of the ark. So the ark is just in the table, but the ark is testimony.
Amen.
And the table is for nourishment.
Amen.
And we have the testimony and we have the enjoyment.
Yeah.
And the enjoyment brings us back to the ark.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So when our enjoyment is up to the standard of the ark, our Lord, we just have to keep coming back to the table.
Amen.
I find something in the day 5, which is about the blood. We cannot come to the presence of God, even individual, if we don't apply the blood on us. So when we are with God in front of Him individually in the morning, when we come to the throne, and we apply that, the blood on us, so we can get an enter, and then we can have that communion, you know. That way we start to enjoy Him, especially with His word. But if we're doing this one, a little bit time, it's like a union of eating nothing. So in His presence, which is also with the word, we have to spend a lot of time.
Amen.
Because I understand this is assimilating inside us. While we read, while we are eating Him, while we are in front of Him, it's something to assimilate it. Humanly, in my being, it's hard to understand, you know, all of these things. It takes time for me to do this one. And I find it in this day, in the day 5, that it is, that situation happened to me. It is because I have to spend more time with Him, not only 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half minute. It's only more than an hour, not only 1 hour. Because to me, to get 1 point really from this thing, it takes me like 2-3 hours, and I divide that time until finally I get it. Because otherwise, I'm reading and saying, I know I understand what it assimilated, but assimilated got inside me. It's another thing, you know. So, I agree with what the brother says in this time when he says, according to our training, we need at least 30 minutes, and it's better to take an hour if possible. It is just like eating breakfast. We cannot eat an adequate breakfast in 2 or 3 minutes. That's true. I cannot eat it in 2-3 minutes, my breakfast. I like to taste the breakfast. It takes time.
Yeah, amen.
Then he said, we cannot eat it, even if we eat a hot dog for lunch, we need more than 5 minutes. We cannot eat in God meals in such a short time.
Amen.
We need a longer time.
Amen.
And the longer, the better. And that's true, because sometimes you find things here, And did I understand, like, for example, the presence, you know, the prayer. And then I went to the, one of the Exodus study life, I think it was the 90, chapter 90. I find there that when we are here for a long time in front of God, we can enjoy Him, and we are the enjoy for Him too. So if we are fighting to know how we can enjoy us, you know, He can. So then we need longer time, and the longer the better. We must stay at the table of the bread of the presence to be nourishing and feeling so that we might be full of life supply. I think that the only way when we can come here and sharing what God given in a week, that we can build in others, you know. And we don't have to forget that we have to apply His blood and confess our sin, because that's the way we can please Him. If we don't confess it anything, that thinks that He don't see us. He said only He can see us through the blood.
Amen.
So if I can come and reading this one and reading the words, and I forgot Him because of Russia, because I don't take Him seriously, I think so I'm doing nothing and I don't assimilate nothing.
Jesus, we should savor you.
Amen.
We should be grazers. We should be feasters.
Amen.
Lord, I enjoyed on day 3, was shared by others in corporate morning watch, which I had the privilege to do on Wednesday. But this is a table that we come to, and the table, the height of the table is a cubit and a half.
Yeah.
It's not that high.
Yeah.
The Lord has made Himself so approachable.
Amen.
It's not too high. It's not out of our reach.
Amen.
And on the other hand, it matches the height of the ark.
Yeah.
There is no higher standard than the ark.
Right.
God's presence is glorious righteousness.
Amen.
So it's both. He is so approachable, and yet when we take in the bread from that table meant for eating, we match God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even though we cannot remember all the things, everything, we take the word, and the word is feeding us.
Amen.
Can I also say, Albert, when you mentioned, when we minister Christ to others, we also feed ourselves with Him.
Amen.
You know, as an old teacher, the teachers have to know what their subject is first,
right?
Or they can teach it. You know, so we have to learn it, and we have to assimilate it.
Amen.
We have to know it by heart, so that we can give it to others.
Amen.
And teach others.
Yeah.
It's the same way. You know, when we eat, we enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
We are filled.
Amen.
We're assimilated.
Mm-hmm.
And He also becomes satisfaction to us as we are His satisfaction.
Amen.
So that's how the children or adults
or
whomever you're teaching would feel
when
you firstly are filled.
Mm-hmm.
You firstly can assimilate and know
who this person really is.
Yeah.
And so then you can share it with others.
Amen.
Share him with others.
Amen.
In connection to what that sister said, I realized that enjoyment of Jesus through our corporate faith, because I experienced the power enjoying the Lord by myself in the house for a year, for like 2 years, didn't have time to go to the church because my husband was always working with everything at his time. So what I do, I just read the Bible or talk to God at home by myself. But of course I survived, and I can tell that I also grow as a Christian. I can tell that the Lord is getting stronger inside me too. And my faith is getting stronger, not diminishing. But it's different when we can go and see the other brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
There is a different kind of strength and empowerment. And as a Christian, there's joy. It is like feasting and you just reach God, very abundant food. Just, you can just imagine, you cannot fathom that those very delicious food, and who is Christ himself. And it is only when we have that enjoyment that we become joyful.
Amen.
So joyful, so full, so very satisfied.
Amen.
And that is the only time that we can go out and share the Lord with other people. Because we are overflowing, and we are joyful. When we are not joyful with our faith, there's no way that we can share the Lord or talk to the Lord with other people.
Right.
When we overflow, when we need joy, that is the time that we can share.
Amen.
I don't know exactly what to share, but from day two, I enjoyed that. In one of the portions, it says, every believer in Christ is a priest.
Amen.
This is a spiritual fact.
Amen.
But because of the degraded situation today, many Christians do not live as priests.
Amen.
And the reason they are not living as priests is that they are not in the tabernacle.
Mm.
But I still enjoy that, even though maybe our living is not one of a priest, but there's still a portion for us. And then I also enjoyed that this portion, which is the manna,
yeah,
just the outer manna, it brings us into the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Because it just whets our appetite.
Amen.
Even though the manna in the wilderness was something for each individual, eventually, like, you just start having a taste for the Lord.
Amen.
So then you start longing for something, for something better. And then there is also the portion of the hidden manna. It's still something individual. But I also enjoyed that it said that the bread of the presence was a particular portion.
Amen.
So I just enjoy that even though you might feel like all you can eat is just the crumbs on the floor, it's like eventually that whets your appetite and brings you into the tabernacle.
Right. Amen.
And then this eating is what supplies us to have the priestly service.
Amen.
It's not something that we out of ourselves are able to do, but it comes through our eating and our assimilating of the Lord as the bread of the presence. Even this bread of the presence is a corporate feasting.
Amen.
So I just enjoy that even being amongst other priests, it just encourages us to eat the bread of the presence.
Amen.
And it constitutes us as people that can also supply the Lord to others.
Amen.
And just as you picture, like, the design is so complicated. We have the ark, we have the table, we have the tabernacle. But realizing that the tabernacle, all of it is just Christ. The tabernacle is a corporate expression of
Amen.
God is Christ with his testimony.
Amen.
The table is just Christ, that's good to us.
Amen.
All of it, Christ is in that.
Amen.
It's so experiential.
Amen.
And talking to myself, I should not be distracted of all this outward design.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to experience Christ.
Amen.
And as we come forward to the ark of the propitiatory place,
Amen.
God doesn't see us, but he only sees the blood.
Yeah.
So when we all come forward,
Between the testimony and the table, right? And actually, it's kind of strange because in terms of the revelation, first you have the, the ark, excuse me, and then you have the table. But in terms of progression of how the priest did, they didn't parachute into the Holy of Holies and then go out and get the bread. First they had to have the bread, right? They had the blood and they had the bread, and then they were brought to the table. So it's what comes first, the table or the bread? Well, on one hand, the table comes first. And actually, this really matches the book of Romans, because first Christ did everything so that we could be in Him.
Amen.
But now that we're in Him, that's not good enough. He wants to get in us, right? And so, in a sense, first you realize that Christ is your place, but then now that you're in that place, then you need to go back and you need to start eating. And you know, Matthew 24:14 says what? He says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached for a testimony to all the nations,
Amen.
And then the end will come. So the matter of a testimony, this is what God needs today, right? God needs a testimony. But then it's so good to see the way God gets the testimony is by the table. Without the table, there's no testimony, right? We just consider our own experience. Without feeding on the Lord, or like our sister said, without having joy in the Lord, you know, you can tell them, oh, you should share the gospel. Well, what do I share? I haven't been feeding on anything. It's like an impossibility, right? But when we're feeding on the Lord, spontaneously, there is a testimony. Right? And even, I was just reminded, as the saints were sharing, you know, even sometimes it's like, oh, what I have is not that much of a testimony. But there was one who came to a meeting like this, and you know, they were like, no, this meeting's different. You know, where I expected, you know, someone to sit there just listen to one guy or this or that and all these things, and you know, people say a lot of amens, and you know, all these things were kind of wrong according to his expectation. But he said near the end of the meeting, a junior high sister stood up and shared. So I mean, she had been eating, and he realized this one has more than all I know. And he actually was training to be a youth pastor, and he realized this junior higher knows more about the word than I do. And so you know, seemingly everything was wrong according to his expectation. But because the saints are feeding, there was a testimony.
Amen.
So he said, I need to be here, right? So eventually he was added to the testimony, right?
Amen.
And just even I just finished Ezekiel, and you realize so in the wilderness they had the tent. And they lived around the tent. But eventually they built the temple. And the temple, like Job 14 says, had many abodes. And so the temple that Solomon built, the priests lived there. So they lived there and ate there. And then in Ezekiel, the temple got even larger. So there was more places for the priests to live, for the priests to eat, and for the priests to take care of God's house. So you just realize that the Lord's desire is just to keep expanding the house.
Amen.
So there's more room for more priests to eat, right?
Amen.
And as we eat, it gets enlarged. So anyway, it's really mysterious. What comes first, the testimony or the table? I don't know, right? They just keep feeding on each other. But just as many of the saints shared in the burden and the message, I really love the beginning, says, we need to learn to feed. Right. So whether we feel like we're at the level of the testimony or we feel like we're on the ground, right? The manna was on the ground. I'm so glad. The manna was on the ground. Right? So it doesn't matter where you are. If you feel like I'm 1.5 cubits or you feel like I'm nowhere, right? We just need to learn to feed.
Amen.
So a way to become the testimony to be those who are learning to feed day by day, right?
Amen.
Maybe all we can do is a little manna, right? But then eventually we realize, I need to be with the saints, right? I need to feast together.
Amen.
So it's good. We should just be encouraged. Lord, wherever we're at, let's just keep feeding, right?
Amen.
Learning to feed.
Amen.
Maybe we can close with some prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Like to learn to feed.
Amen.
And time before you.
Amen.
Yes. Be faithful this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Appetite.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this.